This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, Olivia Munn's first interview detailing her brave breast cancer battle.
I think about my baby. I'm just scared.
From four surgeries to medically induced menopause.
It's always so hot. Hair thinning.
Then, is Christina Applegate joining Real Housewives?
Really?
Plus, Mama June turns to weight loss injections.
I have packed on like 130 pounds.
And the former Today Show co-host Katie Couric's calling out for sexist behavior.
I was having my first baby, and he was like, "Why don't you just like drop it in the field?"
Then a Grammy-winning couple's baby reveal, and Kristen Cavallari ready for kids with her new man.
Yeah, serious, serious, yes.
Plus, Zendaya's smashing style serves at the premiere of her new tennis flip.
Venus Williams is in the house.
Oh my gosh!
No way. ET starts now.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight, coming to you solo from Madame Tussauds, New York, in Times Square. But we start tonight with Olivia Munn sitting down for the first time about her breast cancer battle. Olivia revealing the shock and dread of having to tell her loved ones, including boyfriend John Mulaney.
I get a call that my results from my biopsy had come in. And I just blurted out, "Is it cancer?" And she said, "It is." Like, I think about my baby. I think about how I'm gonna tell John. I was not prepared at all for what I would feel and look like on the other side.
Over the course of 10 months, Olivia would undergo four grueling surgeries, starting with a 10-hour double mastectomy.
Do it for him, do it for your baby.
I'm ready.
Olivia says doctors found another cancer mass the size of a tangerine.
I saw myself for the first time, and I was in shock. And then that's when I just absolutely broke down. I just thought, I have to always be covered up. I can't. What bathing suit am I going to wear? I know those things seem so small.
She went on to have reconstructive surgery. She says John was a rock for her and their now two-year-old son, Malcolm. He joined his mama for People Magazine's cover shoot, which hit stands Friday with more at People.com.
I don't think that he had a moment to himself this past year. It would have felt like climbing an iceberg without him.
So far, Olivia's treatment has not included chemo or radiation, but she has been put into medically induced menopause through hormone suppression therapy.
It's always so hot. My eyelashes were thinning and some of them falling out. Like going to the Oscars and the Vanity Fair Oscar party, I had a lot of concern about the scars that I have. My makeup artist worked really hard to minimize those. But it's the most comfortable I've ever felt on a red carpet. I'm much more comfortable in my skin, even though it looks very different now.
And we have more celeb health news. Mama June just revealed she's starting weight loss injections.
I had packed on about 120, 130 pounds. My stomach has kind of bulged out right here. My arms, I feel like, got a little bit bigger.
ET's been there for Mama June's journey. At 550 pounds, she underwent gastric sleeve surgery almost a decade ago.
Do you feel like you've gained a little bit of the weight back?
I do eat junk food. I do like my dessert.
Today, the 44-year-old says a lot of the weight gain has been due to the stress of being a caregiver during her daughter Anna's cancer battle. She passed away in December.
Today is the first injection.
All right, y'all, she's a little scaredy cat, so.
Every week, I'm going to come on here and I'm going to give you my bad, good, indifferent, everything, and we're going through this journey together.
Okay, speaking of reality TV, could you imagine Christina Applegate as a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills?
I would be the worst housewife.
Christina, who was diagnosed with MS in 2021, revealed on her Messy podcast that she was approached to join the Bravo franchise a decade ago.
I ended up becoming really good friends with the executive producer of it because our kids went to school together. And I said, Chris, now that you know me, would I have been a fun housewife? He's like, no, it would have been the most boring. Yes, I wouldn't have shown up to any dinners. I would have been in my sweatpants and I'd be laying in bed. What fun is that?
Now to Katie Couric. She just called out her former Today Show co-anchor, Bryant Gumbel. Katie told Bill Maher's Club Random podcast, Bryant gave her a hard time before taking maternity leave in 1991.
He was giving me endless for taking a month or two off. I was having my first baby. And he was like, why don't you just drop it in the field and come back to work right away?
I'm gone for 9 weeks.
Why so long?
Well,
remember the good old days, you know?
When they just squatted in those fields
That's
and just
right.
came right back
Come
into
on,
the
back
house.
To work.
He was kidding, but it was emblematic of sort of an incredibly sexist attitude.
Obviously, there was a tradition of an old boys network.
Yes. Yes.
I like to tell people we are like a family, the Manson family.
Katie just became a grandma. 3 weeks ago, she shared these sweet pics of her daughter Ellie's newborn, John. Earlier, she posted this moment when she learned Ellie was expecting, thanks to a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet.
Ready to be.
I'm pregnant.
You are?
Wow.
Well, let's head back to Hollywood now, and a guy who loves a theme, our Denny Directo in tennis green.
That's right, Nichelle. It was 40 love at the Challengers premiere. And Zendaya's fashion, of course, served up an ace. The slage continues.
Oh,
I mean,
listen.
I really enjoyed this press tour. It's just been fun, you know? It's just experimenting and building this, other red carpet character.
Z's lace corset is channeling the sexiness of her character, who's involved in a love triangle.
She wears her nightgown to do her
thing.
Her things. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think maybe a hint of that, maybe.
Minutes later, Zendaya did a quick change. This neon gown is her 14th flawless look in 21 days as she and the cast promote the film that hits theaters next Friday. And fans are joining the fun, one creating this meme. Zendaya's in on the joke saying, y'all play way too much. I love that on this press tour, you're hanging out with your cast, you're hanging out with Tom at places. What's it like to have your partner in crime with you for this press tour?
It's great. I mean, I feel so lucky. I have so much beautiful support around me.
I think the surprising thing is how gifted she is as a producer, how kind she is as a person.
You're incredible today.
Come on!
Venus Williams is in the house.
Oh my gosh. I heard that she came and I was like, no way. I'm very nervous about her seeing my tennis. I'm like,
oh, she's gonna be impressed. Venus is about to be impressed.
I apologize in advance.
Oh, but no apologies, Miss Z, for the fashions, because you have been giving, okay? Now let's get to Travis Kelce serving up some new details from his Coachella getaway with Taylor Swift.
I love going to Coachella, man. We know who you went with. We saw the pictures.
Are you ready for it?
Sold out of the green hat real quick.
it's a good color green.
I expected you guys to be backstage.
We probably could have finessed it that way, but I think it's just that much more of an experience. if you're in the pit, man.
It's definitely been fun to experience her taste in music, for sure.
More reveals from today's New Heights episode. Jason lost a prized possession.
I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill. I'll just have another one made, I think. They can do that, right?
I don't know, Jason.
And as for that viral moment that got Travis dragged?
Me chugging the beer was because I had a beer in my hand and I had to receive the diploma.
Turns out it was just a stunt.
We had our degrees going into it since neither of us got a chance to walk during a graduation ceremony. It was kind of just a fun way to close out the night.
Meanwhile, the countdown's on. Taylor is dropping a new music video and album Friday. And Swifties say her ex Joe Alwyn better take cover. Fans flooded the Tortured Poets Department pop-up at the Grove in Los Angeles. And see those 72 drawers? That's how many months Taylor and Joe were together. And yep, that's dried up lavender inside.
It was worth something because it made me feel something.
Moving on to Ashanti and Nelly, who are feeling excited because, surprise, she's pregnant and they're engaged.
How much time you need?
I need about 9 months.
We're in a great place, you know.
It's humbling and I'm thankful.
The 43-year-old Grammy winner made the big reveal in Miami today, right before her keynote conversation at the possible event. Fans have been suspicious ever since this onstage belly rub in December.
I think it's pretty obvious. Yeah, we're together.
Yes, it's getting hot in here.
The couple rekindled their romance last year, 10 years after they first dated.
Time does wonders for a lot of different things.
And 4 months after internet haters urged Simone Biles to divorce her NFL star hubby Jonathan Owens because he claimed he'd never heard of her before they met on a dating app, she's addressing all that backlash.
I thought it was hilarious at first, and then they hurt my feelings. And then, like, one night I broke down. Everybody's like, divorce this man, he's mean. And I'm like, he's the sweetest. He praises the ground that I walk on.
The 27-year-old also opened up on the Call Her Daddy podcast about the aftermath of the twisties that caused her to withdraw from multiple events while competing in Tokyo.
As soon as I landed, I was like, oh, America hates me. The world is gonna hate me.
Simone is eyeing gold again. She's expected to return to the Olympics in Paris this summer. As for Kristen Cavallari's future with Mark Estes,
he's the hottest man I've ever seen. So I was like, perfect. I'll make him my buddy. Guys, like, the lack of sex in my life was real.
We just like each other a lot, and that's what we're gonna run with. She's a smoke show too, so that helps.
The Hills star went on her Let's Be Honest podcast to walk back her comments that she's ready to have a baby with a 24-year-old.
We're just gonna slow our roll and continue to date. So no, I'm not in the works to have a new baby daddy.
Still ahead. A behind-the-scenes look at life with Lenny Kravitz inside his shirtless Party for One. Plus, we're with Idris Elba.
Wow.
Letting us in on his anniversary plans with a twist.
It's something really special. Really special.
Then E.T. gets retrospective with 90s heartthrob Devin Sawa.
I'm a party animals type of guy.
There you go.
I had jokes back then.
Revealing the childhood scene he'd like to forget.
This is a little cringy.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Thanks, bro.
Oh, no, Lenny. Thank you. Lenny posting his special delivery, new vinyls of his upcoming album, Blue Electric Light, out May 24th. The 59-year-old who turns 60 next month was once again shirtless, but in jeans, so he obviously reserves the leather for the gym.
How would you describe this next era of Lenny Kravitz?
I'm so hungry, inspired, vibrant, man. I've never been this young.
Forever young and forever fine. Well, let's keep it young and sexy now with Mr. Idris Elba, a.k.a. the voice of Knuckles. He's got two big reasons to celebrate, and our Cassie DeLora is with him.
You know what's wild is that Knuckles premieres on your 5-year wedding anniversary. Look
wow.
at that. Is that the plans? A romantic candlelit dinner
right.
watching
Knuckles? I've planned something really special.
Yeah, on April 26th, the dad of two will be busy when his new live-action series, Knuckles, hits Paramount+. In the 6-episode Sonic spinoff, Knuckles takes us on an adventure, using his warrior techniques to train his deputy sheriff friend, who may not be cut out for the job.
Knuckles, help me!
You gonna rescue him?
No.
I love, like, saying things that aren't on the script just to make everyone laugh.
Could we expect some of the OGs, some of the fan favorites from the films?
When you've got a legacy character like Sonic, you definitely want to get into the archives.
Obviously, doing an animation gives you cool dad points. What actually gives you cool dad points these days?
Money.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
You're cool, dad. Doo, chick, chick.
Coming up, Ryan Reynolds' touching tribute to his close friend, Michael J. Fox.
I'm lucky to have a buddy in that.
Then...
Hi, I'm Devin Sawa, and this is my E.T. retrospective.
From Little Giants to Casper.
And now, check it.
Plus, the famous role he nearly didn't get.
Full disclosure, they went out to Macaulay Culkin first.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I just work really hard to try and make my dreams come true. For as long as I can keep people dancing.
Dua Lipa, one of Time's cover stars, along with Super Bowl champ Patrick Mahomes and Taraji P. Henson for its 100 Most Influential People in the World issue. Also on the list, Maya Rudolph, Kelly Ripa, Coleman Domingo, and Michael J. Fox, who received a sweet tribute from Ryan Reynolds, saying, "He's funny, he's warm, he also falls a lot. Not just because he has Parkinson's, he falls a lot because he's unafraid to fly."
How do you stay so optimistic?
People really want to believe that we can do things. Mm. And I think they see me as somebody who's doing that.
Ryan's wife, Blake Lively, honors her friend of 20 years and sisterhood of the Traveling Pants co-star America Ferrera. Quote, "She brings 980% of herself to all she touches, which elevates everyone around her to their highest selves." Blake thinks the Barbie star's future is bright pink.
It feels right. It does.
There's nothing I like more than a real deal sisterhood. Well, time to get nostalgic with 90s child star turned Hollywood heartthrob Devin Sawa and his E.T. retrospective.
Put me in, coach. I want to kick some butt.
Little Giants.
In the movies, they do that chicken pecking mouth half open thing like this. Hey, baby.
This is a little cringy. If there's one scene I could go back in my childhood and reshoot, that would have been the scene. The on the boat, chicken pecking mouth half open scene.
I told you I was a good dancer.
Casper. Malachi Pearson is a young boy that did the voice of Casper. He was younger than Christina. They needed somebody Christina's age, so they hired me.
Was there ever a talk for you to voice Casper also?
No, never. I was there for a week. I'm on screen for less than 2 minutes, but it really kind of changed my life.
We are screwed.
Let's just call Mom. She can send us some money.
Wild America.
Now, we obviously see you on screen with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. What did you make of that 90s heartthrob battle sensation?
I always knew that Jonathan had the slight edge. He definitely had the slight edge. It didn't feel like a lot of competition because he was so much younger than me. It was fun.
I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You
Stan. Full disclosure, they went out to Macaulay Culkin first. I think that they wanted him and he wasn't available or didn't want to do it or whatever happened.
Stop it. Stop it.
Glug, glug, glug.
And now Chucky. So I've worked with some iconic actors like Stallone and Travolta. It felt the same when they brought that damn puppet in. I was like, that's the doll.
Three seasons down, and who knows how many more for the iconic killer doll, new episodes of Chucky drop Wednesdays on Sci-Fi and USA Network.
The second half of the season, it's even more bonkers than playing twins on the first season. It just takes a wild turn. This season is by far my favorite.
But by the way, I've never seen a Chucky movie, and I'm never going to. Coming up, Nicole Richie on her teens knowing about her wild child past.
Well, I was preparing for the internet since day one. They're going to find out.
Yeah.
They do have fingers.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Everything's to come.
Tomorrow on ET, our Rihanna exclusive in London. Plus,
we're with Blake Shelton, Kira Allred, Las Vegas.
It's an ET exclusive. You ready?
Whenever we get Blake and Cassie together, it is TV gold. Now, before we go, it's no secret that Drew Barrymore and Nicole Richie have a wild past. And now these two moms are dealing with the fact that their kids know it too. Yikes. Good night, everybody.
My kids all the time, they're like, oh, really? Oh, you don't want me to do that. And I'm like, oh, that internet, it spoiled me again.
Well, I was preparing for the internet since day one. There was no, I've been very open with my kids. They're gonna find out.
Yeah.
They do have fingers. Each chapter of our life makes us who we are. So, you know, I want my kids to know the full me.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.